currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KB8OOE. I just heading up to Otisville, Farron Road, do some camping for a while. What are you up to? Coming to Hill? Did I lose you? I'm over here at Frankenmuth. I gotta get a x-ray on my chest and then head to take care of the UPS store. You doing, church campground or the other one? Did I lose you, Mike?
Get a lot of noise on this side. WAYRC.
Might be better off on the Guilford or the 3-8, Mike. KB8OOE mobile.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KB8OOE mobile. KB8GEK, KB8GEK, KB8OOE.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KRHZY mobile and listening.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KEATEK listening. KB8OOE mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.
KB8OOE mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
I got time for a mobile.
OOE, I think it was. WA8. WQU here.
That sounds familiar. Name here is Mike. Mike India, Kilo Echo. How's it going today?
Real good, Mike. I just realized I'm on the 3-8. Yeah, I got out today and got home, and clouds are really light in the sky, but the weather alert radio went off, and I was indisposed at the moment, so I didn't hear what it was all about, and then I forgot about it. So apparently we got some excitement like we had yesterday. My name is Terry.
No, I remember when I talked to you on 200, I think. We were talking about JFA call or something. It's been a while. And I think I talked to you a couple times on the slow scan TV net when I moved a couple of pictures about the wood gasification and the German war machines with the wood gas fires and the French taxis. I have to jump back out. I got a few more things I've got to take care of before the rain hits. I'm up here in Vassar and get some things wrapped up for my bees before it starts pounding down on me. And then I might be back out a little bit later. This is KB8OOE.
No, Mike, it wasn't me. No, I wasn't part of any conversations on what you were talking about at all. Maybe we talked about JS8 message digital mode playing chess. That's my main avocation right now in amateur radio is playing chess by the JS8 message base. Catch you later. I think I'll still be scanning. Catch you later. WA8, WQ, you're clear.
I knew it was one of the two. Yeah, that was definitely you. 7-3, I'll be back on a little later. KB8 always.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, I'm just leaving the class and working work. Back to David. Where are you at? Look here. You're not making it, buddy. We're going to have to program that radio. I'm maybe going to try to figure out that programming today. I know as I got the cable for it.
Yeah, okay, that's wild. It's that Guilford repeater. I can try the Flint repeater. If you hear me, I'll switch over to the Flint.
What town are you in? I didn't hear what town repeated a couple times. You might be better off into the Lapeer machine from over that way until you get back over by your place and you can switch up to Barton 147380. That's going to have a different split.
Yeah, okay. How about now? Do you see now? KB8OEKEHDEK.
My wig's blowing back. You hit me full blast. About 100%. Just a little bit of chop here and there, but when you're in, it's 100%.
Yeah, okay, well maybe as I get closer to the home 20, so to say, maybe it'll be better yet. I'm on the Flint repeater now.
Oh yeah, you're doing great. If you're into the 3-8, you're
Tents are pretty good where you're at. It's going to be great. So there's a valley there by Gray Road. I forgot. You might have a little bit of difficulty there, but outside of that, that's a pretty killer machine over there. I think they dumped some money into that one.
Well, that's good. So how do you like this insane weather, man? Go from throwing snowballs to cooking eggs on rocks in 2 days.
Well, I can't complain, Phil. Sometimes I still do, though. I got to get these. I'm doing a little bit different variant on what I'm doing here with the T-post. I'm trying to set something up so it's a little sturdier, and I think I've got something figured out that's really going to work a lot better. So we'll find out on that in a little bit, and then something that'll give me more room to tie up. But I'm going to end up using 4 instead of 3, possibly. I don't know. I can handle them going back and forth a little bit, but they're tilting, and it's going to make them make a wonky comb.
What about an angled brace, either in the center or on the two ends? An angled brace that sticks down.
Here's my be-all and end-all solution. All the brackets I got are vertical anyways, so I'm going to shoot some screws in 2x4s and do the span across ways so that I can mount those pipes one on each side of the T-post. So it centers the weight out, and then I'll have a wider stance for the boxes, and then the post can sway a little, but I don't care about that. I just don't want those boxes to tilt.
Oh yeah, for sure. Anyway, have you inspected any of that marvelous little 24 gems you got going on there? How are they doing?
See, I can't get into them until I do this. So I'm going to be out here pounding posts again and building new brackets, and then I got to set the boxes down. I'll transfer 2 pipes, zip them down real quick, and then put the boxes on in the same configuration, but they're going to be right next to what I'm doing, so it's going to have to go relatively quick, and I'd like to try to get it done before she splits. So we'll see. I don't know. You're too far away for me to yell for help down there, unless it's at your place. That's just too far to drive to see what's going on. Although I'm sure you're interested in the results, as you pointed out, but it's just too far. Gas prices are insane. Diesel's up over $6. Hopefully some of the stuff we're seeing done has some long-term payoffs, because I don't know how much longer we can go with diesel being $6.50 a gallon. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's insane. It sucks. Man, I hope it's by the time summer kind of settles in, I hope it's kind of come down. I sure as heck hope things don't get worse, right?
We've got 2 scooters that are pretty much up and running and tagged right now. We got the 3rd tag for one of my Kimcos. So I'm gonna buy the overdrive gears for them and clutch pad kits so I can change the CVT on the before it feeds the gearbox, and then beat seals in them and all that business on the rain days. I'm gonna get into those scooters. That way we can scoot around for 100 miles a gallon, and then so it doesn't beat us up so much. I have the trucks everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. I need to get that Versa back on the road. I was getting 44 miles per gallon with the plugs in it that had like 300,000 miles on it. I need to get that sucker going again, because I'm probably getting at least that many now, you know. Truck kind of kind of is not fun to drive when you have to keep stopping and putting gas in it.
One other reason why I didn't ask you to come up to help me do this, I think this is her last night for at least a day or two, so she might be able to help me a little bit tomorrow, but I really got to get into them, find out if they've got them on caged and what's going on. I could have took some horrible losses. I'll see what's going on tonight with the weather next few nights, but it was supposed to get down into the high 40s, the mid to high 40s in the night, which shouldn't slow things down too much, but if I got to shake some nurse bees out of the mother boxes to make things go, then that's, so be it.
Yeah, well, hopefully they're doing great.
That would be nice, at least if they're not, they can keep feeding them. I can rein those sugar blocks out of there and get them emerged. Hey, B8O, always.
K-E-A-T-E-K, have you put syrup in them a second or third time at all since we did all that work, the initial work?
Yeah, we topped them off. Yeah, we definitely topped them off, but I'm sure the bigger ones are running low, but they're flying, too. We've got over half of them are really, really flying, and there's a lot of stuff open, wide open here in town.
Now, that's good. Heck yeah.
And we'll see if they all make it, you know. I got quite a few going.
Yeah, that Detroit tech of 90% of them made it way ahead.
Way ahead. Gonna get busy. What do you got right now? Two or three?
I've got three swarms, and I may pick up a nuke from James Germain. I might just buy a nuke from him just for the hell of it, just to have it. So I'll get his, he bought queens from California. There's some kind of super duper queen. And so if I do buy a nuke, I'll have that queen's genetics in at least one of my hives.
Well, either he got Randy Oliver's goodies, or he probably picked up some Saskatrass hybrids. And either would be great, as far as I'm concerned. Randy Oliver's the man, you know.
Well, he posted a page on his Facebook, showed where they came from and stuff. I don't think, it didn't say It didn't say the Saskatrass or where the hell. So I think it's probably the other. I mean, if there's only two major queen producers in the state, then probably it's Oliver's then, right?
No, I'm sure there's more, but Randy's pretty notorious. What's the weather doing down there, Phil?
Crappy. It's overcast, kind of stormy clouds. Most of it's already passed through to appear as I'm coming up towards Davison. It's, you know, to the south, it's darker clouds and stuff than to the west. The west, it's all hazy and cloudy, but it doesn't look like it's going to, you know, thunderstorm or anything stupid like that.
I'm going to tell you right now, here, it's the sun is just burning down, but it wasn't earlier, so we'll see what's going on with that. I'm going to look at the Doppler here in a minute and see, but I don't know. So far, I can't complain. I haven't been rained on yet. I got a buddy that stopped by a little bit ago, and he's got a gun dealer permit he just picked up, and he's got a couple extra permits, federal permits, if you know what I'm saying. He showed me some stuff. It's folded down in a backpack. It's full auto.
Oh, wow, that's wild. I don't know what it would be. the gun laws that changed back in the 60s, they made it where you couldn't take any new firearms into the fold, so to say, that were full auto that us mere mortals could own. So that's why like an old school M16, you know, 20 years ago was like 10 grand or some crazy thing like that. But, you know, that doesn't stop like the people in the CIA or FBI and stuff like that from having modern new full automatic weapons. But just a regular guy like you or me has to get the stamp, and you have to buy an old school one that's in the pool, so to speak, that is allowed to be doled out if he has the proper stamps and stuff.
Brand new. I mean, he's got all the licensing for it. He holds several licenses now to do this stuff. Pretty swift. I was a little shocked. It's just, it's classed as a pistol.
Is it 9mm?
Yes. Why, yes it is. And he's got a, he had a couple other little handy tools there that took the same, the same round. I was impressed with that overall, because usually he don't mess with, he's got oddball stuff, like reach out and touch the stuff, and then he does have one 45 ACP cannon, but I don't know even what that is. But this guy's got more guns than a little bit, but he's a dealer, you know, so he's got a dealer's license.
Well, where's he located? I wouldn't mind, I'm tempted to buy a new firearm, and I was going to go to Williams or maybe Guns Galore in Fenton or something. Is he local or is he out and about out in your area?
He's not too far from where you live, and then he also has some acreage up in the UP, way up. Way up this side of where the Keweenaw, where the bay is, this side of there, but up in the hills up in there. He's like 7-8 miles off the main drag.
Well, that's cool. Does he have cards as FFL, or, you know, you have people, he does firearms transfer and that kind of stuff? I'm assuming he does that, as well as maybe sell new stuff, personally sells it, you know what I mean?
He just got that, and I don't know how much of that he's going to do. He wants to be able to carry that type of thing, and it's in the coolest backpack you ever seen. I wish you could have been there. I was down to my place for a while, picking up more T-posts and parachute cord for the... Oh, I got to tell you about that. Let's shift gears here. This is probably a little too thick for the... for the repeater anyways, or heavy, I guess I should say. But so what I'm going to do, KB-800E, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set them parallels up more the distance of the full width of the depth. The full width of the poles will be the depth of those boxes. And we can talk more about the other stuff if you call me or something. But anyways, what I'm going to do is take the parachute cord, and I'm going to put a little weight at each end, and then I'll set those on the boxes individually and take that and then drop the parachute cord between the fiberglass pipes or poles, and then that the weights on each side of those will hold that down.
K-E-A-T-E-K, okay. Yeah, I'll have to call you later. Cheryl's on the way home now. So if I talk to you, it'll be later this evening or something, after the dust settles.
And did she? KAB-800E.
Yeah, she was helping Sarah with my grandson, and there's no work up there at the dealership, so Sarah's boyfriend's coming home early. They just, you know, punched out and he's coming home. So Cheryl doesn't need to be there any later. Otherwise, she probably wouldn't be home till 9 o'clock tonight. So you can imagine I'm kind of like, I wish he was still gone because there's stuff I want to do around the house without getting a lecture and stuff, you know.
You don't know how envious I am. You got grandkids, I never have none.
Well, you still got time. I'm a lot older than you, and I just finally got my first, so don't be too jealous.
I think my daughter's going to eliminate that problem for me. So, this is what it is. I don't want to go too much there either. She might have bought a radio, figured out how to program it, knowing that little turd.
Cool, man. Well, you want to let this repeater cool off and our radios cool off and check out of this doggone thing?
Probably a good idea, Phil, because I keep seeing the bottoms of these leaves on this big giant tree behind me, and I'm a bit concerned that it's going to brew up here. I haven't looked at the Doppler yet, but yeah, the old handheld's starting to get warm, and I think my corneas are heating up too, so yeah, I guess when he goes down there, if you're not going there to bounce the grandkid around and keep it mellowed out, holler when she splits or something, and I'll let you know what's going on. I'm going to go beat them stakes in the ground before it gets too late. I might be able to transfer those boxes over and make something to, I'll probably draw you something and send you a picture of it of what I'm going to do, or just kind of get one ready and do it or with an empty box and show you via that method, send you a picture.
Yeah, okay. All right, man. So I'll catch you later this evening sometime, I'm sure. So talk to you later. 73-KB8OE, KDHE, take clear.
I'll give you the grasp on it real quick before I sign out. But basically, it'll be like a bullet, but only two heavy weights on the ends of the strings. So I can just go with an extra pipe or an extra T-post. It'll hold the weight better, and it won't bounce around on the ends. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to dangle it over both sides in between the pipes, go over the top of the boxes. I want repeatability, and I want something that don't have elastic to stretch, something that'll last. So, yep, talk to you a little later tonight. 73-KB8 all week.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KFA, GBA, listening.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.